There now. I have explained it all for you. Life. How it works. Its very reason and purpose. How else can I serve you?
There's nothing more I could ask. I'm filled with thanks for this incredible dialogue. It's been so far-reaching, so encompassing. You know, I had more questions to ask, but somehow these discussions make those questions seem irrelevant.
Yes. Still, you wanted to ask them. Let's just quickly answer the remainder of them one by one, now that we're moving this rapidly through the material.
What material?
The material I brought you here to expose you to. Now that we're moving through the material, let's just take those remaining questions and deal with them quickly.
All right, what is the karmic lesson I'm supposed to be learning here? What am I trying to master?
You are learning nothing here. You have nothing to learn. You have only to remember. That is, remember me. What are you trying to master? You are trying to master mastering itself.
Is there such a thing as reincarnation? How many past lives have I had? What was I in them? Is karmic debt a reality?
It's difficult to believe there is still a question about this. I find it hard to imagine. There have been so many reports from thoroughly reliable sources of past life experiences. Some of these people have brought back strikingly detailed descriptions of events and such completely verifiable data as to eliminate any possibility that they were making it up or had contrived to somehow deceive researchers and loved ones. You have had 647 past lives, since you insist on being exact. This is your 648th. You were everything in them. A king, a queen, a serf, a teacher, a student, a master, a male, a female, a warrior, a pacifist, a hero, a coward, a killer, a savior, a sage, a fool. You've been all of it. No, there is no such thing as karmic debt. Not in the sense that you mean in this question. A debt is something that must or should be repaid. You are not obligated to do anything. Still, there are certain things that you want to do, choose to experience, and some of these choices hinge on the desire for them has been created by what you have experienced before. And that is as close as words can come to this thing you call karma. If karma is the innate desire to be better, to be bigger, to evolve and to grow, and to look at past events and experiences as a measure of that, then yes, karma does exist. But it does not require anything. Nothing is ever required. You are, as always you have ever been, a being of free choice.
I sometimes feel very psychic. Is there such a thing as being psychic? And am I that? Are people who claim to be psychic trafficking with the devil?
Yes, there is such a thing as being psychic. You are that. Everyone is that. There is not a person who does not have what you call psychic ability. There are only people who do not use it. Using psychic ability is nothing more than using your sixth sense. Obviously, this is not trafficking with the devil, or I would not have given the sense to you. And of course, there is no devil with whom to traffic.
Is sex okay? Come on, what is the real story behind this human experience? Is sex purely for procreation, as some religions say? Is true holiness and enlightenment achieved through denial or transmutation of the sexual energy? Is it okay to have sex without love? Is just the physical sensation of it okay enough as a reason?
Of course sex is okay. Again, if I didn't want you to play certain games, I wouldn't have given you the toys. Do you give your children things you don't want them to play with? Play with sex. Play with it. It's wonderful fun. Why, it's just about the most fun you can have with your body, if you're talking of strictly physical experiences alone. But for goodness sake, don't destroy sexual innocence and pleasure and the purity of the fun, the joy, by misusing sex. Don't use it for power or hidden purpose, for ego gratification or domination, for any purpose other than the purest joy and the highest ecstasy given and shared, which is love and love recreated, which is new life. Have I not chosen a delicious way to make more of you? With regard to denial, I've dealt with that before. Nothing holy has ever been achieved through denial. Yet desires change as even larger realities are glimpsed. It is not unusual, therefore, for people to simply desire less or even no sexual activity. Or for that matter, any of a number of activities of the body. For some, the activities of the soul become foremost, and by far the more pleasurable. Each to his own without judgment. That is the motto. The end of your question is answered this way. You don't need to have a reason for anything. Just be cause. Be the cause of your experience. Remember, experience produces concept of self. Conception produces creation. Creation produces experience. You want to experience yourself as a person who has sex without love? Go ahead. You'll do that until you don't want to anymore. And the only thing that will, that could ever, cause you to stop this or any behavior is your newly emerging thought about who you are. It's as simple and as complex as that.
Why did you make sex so good, so spectacular, so powerful a human experience if all we're supposed to be doing is staying away from it as much as we can? What gives? And for that matter, why are all fun things either immoral, illegal, or fattening?
I've answered the end of this question with what I've just said. All fun things are not immoral, illegal, or fattening. Your life is, however, an interesting exercise in defining what fun is. To some, fun means sensations of the body. To others, fun may be something entirely different. It all depends on who you think you are and what you are doing here.